This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. First hour conversation dominated by how the swamp works in the media. Taking an excerpt of yesterday's talk radio town hall conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer. So far, I can't find out who did this, which leads me to believe it's probably the Heitkamp campaign, Democrats in North Dakota. They don't want to say it's them, right? So they listen to the show, transcribe the show, give it to media. Media runs with it, as they always do, because that's kind of how the media works. So, yes, it's from a Democrat. Sure, we'll go do your work. And then all of a sudden, it's on CNN last night, front page of the paper today. It's how it works. Even April Baumgarten in today's Forum News Service story, front page of the Fargo Forum, front page, Cramer, women wearing bad-looking pantsuits have a disease. North Dakota congressman says Democrats are in denial over Hillary Clinton's election, a loss. Quite the interesting headline there of stirring this up. But the article itself, citing a Wednesday radio interview. Where was the radio interview? That's nowhere to be found. Where did you get the transcript? That's nowhere to be found. That's how the swamp works, folks. That's how the swamp works. I am to think the underlying political win out of that is the fact that pretty obvious Senator Heitkamp is concerned about Congressman Cramer, and to the extent she's considering running for re-election, voting moments ago for Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, sort of picking and choosing. I can't vote against all of them, but I'll vote for a little one here, another one there, and Ben Carson's a good one to choose to vote for. So anyway, there's that issue, and I've yet to hear anybody share the criticism of Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats that were part of this protest effort in the House chambers yesterday by wearing their pantsuits white and their protests and thumbs down and doing all their little gestures yesterday. Did anybody think Congressman Cramer erred by making the comments he did? So far, everybody's agreed. Let me know if you do disagree. Let me know if you have an opinion on it. We want to know. 800-228-0550. Okay? Also talking about a proposal by Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, to put to a vote of the people in North Dakota whether or not to allow up to 6 state-owned casinos under a resolution that would be a part of the, it'd be voted on to allow the vote. And then the vote would be in the 2018 primary election, going to voters, state-owned casinos. It started here as a criticism of that idea altogether, and why would Al Carlson propose it, and really a bad idea. And if I were to do a quick tally, I'd say it's sort of switching the other way to say, hey, I'm okay with that. So those have been the two hot topics so far today. Anything else you want to talk about, we welcome it. We're going to be joined in a few minutes by Steve Moore. See Steve Moore regularly on Fox News and other channels. He's an economist. Been to North Dakota a few times for North Dakota's coal industry and others. Looking forward to chatting with him about the president's economic plan and just how things are going. The day in Washington is being dominated today by Chuck Schumer and others calling for the resignation of Jeff Sessions, the attorney general. They love this stuff. In my mind, folks, and please tell me if you disagree, because I'm happy to have a conversation, a dialogue about this and a little back and forth on the different angles. I would actually love to hear from a Democrat that's just thrilled with the way Democrats are operating right now. You love it when, you know, every day it's, we're going to protest this, we're going to protest that, we're going to call for this person's resignation. Is that getting you to the promised land politically, do you believe? I think it's an absolute joke. An absolute joke. But curious what you think. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. This afternoon in Harvey, North Dakota, the good folks from Pipers are having a Midwest farmland seminar that you can take in. Pipers does a lot of these, and they go over well. So 2 o'clock this afternoon, take that in, details@pipers.com, or you can call them at 877-700-4099. They're going to do one Saturday in Gold Canyon, Arizona, Sunday in Mesa, a little picnic down there, which is kind of fun. Midwest Farmland Seminar and Picnic. Wisconsin, they got a number of locations. Bowman, North Dakota. What's happening in Bowman? Mark your calendar for this Thursday, March 21st, 10 a.m. Mountain, a farm machinery auction. And then about 300 acres in Clay and Becker counties, Wednesday, March 22nd at 11 a.m. All the details, Pifers.com or call 877-700-4099. Dan in Crosby, North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, good morning.
Hi there.
A couple of things. I think Chuck Schumer is part of the swamp, and I think he needs to go, first of all. And the white pantsuit, man, that was right on, I think. I think it's very disrespectful of how they acted in the session, and I'm with Kevin Cramer 100%. And as far as the reservation goes, I thought that was supposed to help all of the people of the reservation, the gambling and what have you. And it seems like there's such poverty down there and crime and, you know, addictions to a lot of things. I'd just like to find out where all that money's going to help their people. So, and I guess I would be against having gambling throughout the United States, or North Dakota for that matter, other than on the reservations, just because I think they need to put the money back in their community.
I may be horribly naive, Dan, but my hope that as a result of the abysmal leadership that came from Standing Rock and other Native American groups in the middle of protesting a pipeline, they're free to protest a pipeline, they're free to disagree with the siting of it, they're free to even join at the 11th hour, skip all the things leading to it. It's America, you know, they can let their voice be heard. But how they did it, the way they did it, the damage that was done to relations over how they did it, I think is ridiculous. What I'm hopeful about is at some point you're going to have the cream rise to the top within the Native world to say,
right,
we have to fix problems. How we've done this is not fixing problems. And like you say, yes, the millions of dollars that were raised as a result of the casinos, the idea was fix problems. Fixes a few, but not enough. And you have a broken system. None of it works. I don't think the way we see quote unquote sovereignty right now works. I don't think the governance works. It's bad. Just need a total reboot, because human lives lie in the balance. Human lives lie in the balance of getting this right. And we tried the government way. It hasn't worked. I think we just have to find the other way. And I hope that that's one of the good things that can come out of an otherwise very bad situation over these last 200 days.
Yes, I agree 100%. Thanks.
Thank you, Dan. Let's hope it happens. Henry in Hettinger, you're next on What's on your Mind.
Good morning. Oh, I just had a couple comments. These ladies that all wore white, I don't feel that they had they should have added one more accessory to their clothing, and that should have been these pink hats that we saw a couple of weeks ago. As far as the casino, that was kind of nice. For me, I run over to Prairie Nights with my wife. We could take in a concert, have a good meal, and stay in a nice room. And this was a while back. I don't see anything wrong with North Dakota having the same thing if it benefits the taxpayer. And then on the Obama, or not the Obama, but as far as Jeff Sessions, what about when Obama off mic comment to Putin, something about him making things better when the election's over with Russia. You know, why don't the Republicans, as soon as the Democrats throw up something bad like that, why isn't there another committee or something within the Republican ranks that just jumps on that and then gets those comments out that, that Obama made to the Russians? I mean, there's hundreds of thousands, there's hundreds of them over the last 8 years when he was president. So I guess that's about all I got to say. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Henry. Thanks very much. Somebody just pointed out the forum story that I mentioned earlier. I hadn't got all the way through it, but that Senator Heitkamp said that a number of friends had sent her the political article, but she declined to comment on the remarks. If you don't think Senator Heitkamp's office was responsible for that story getting too political about his comments, I've got a bridge I'll sell you for sure. And Congressman Kramer said in here another, similar to what he said with it being, you know, perhaps it was a bit insensitive, said could have been more artful. At the same time, I would say, why are we always so defensive in this country? We don't need our sensitivity to get in the way of even robust dialogue. I love it.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Killdeer, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Gus Ganser with an electrical safety tip for homeowners and business owners.
Should be testing your GFCIs every month. So in your bathrooms, in your kitchen, in your garage, your outside outlets, you have GFCIs, ground fault circuit interrupters. Should have two little buttons. One is a test button, one is a reset button, and the newer ones actually have a little tiny red or orange light on them to tell you when they are tripped. So you should be testing those once a month. That is per manufacturer instructions. I always tell people circuit breakers protect equipment. They protect motors. GFCIs protect people. So they're a life-saving device.
If you are a homeowner, a non-electrician worker, or a business owner and wish to learn more about electrical hazard awareness training, visit www.ndsc.org. Click on the training registration icon. That's ndsc.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we say thank you, folks. We appreciate that very much. There's a lot of folks in the media that are in denial over that. I don't know why that is. All we do every day is get up, put on a program, four radio stations, 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, KLTC in Dickinson, and do what we do. And are blessed to have the most amount of listeners of any radio program on the Northern Plains, and that clearly is driving other people crazy. I don't know. Why is it driving them crazy, Todd? Why do you think that is? We'll take the free publicity from our competitors, but I don't know why black and white facts drive people crazy.
Some people cannot be explained, you know.
It's right there. Just take a look. The other big story of the day, before we go back to these others, is related to Jeff Sessions. His testimony before the Senate, specifically the questions from Senator Al Franken, while he was being vetted to be the Attorney General. And Washington is aflutter today, saying he lied. But did he? Andrew Napolitano, a judge on Fox News Channel, asked for his legal opinion on that today and explained this.
My legal opinion is that before anybody can be charged with perjury, the court has to exclude all non-lying interpretations of the statement. And I think a very rational interpretation of the Q&A between Senator Franken and then Senator Sessions was that Senator Sessions thought he was being asked, have you spoken to the Russian ambassador about the campaign? Which he said no. He wasn't asked, have you ever spoken to the Russian ambassador about anything? Because he had another job, which was a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, in which apparently there is often contact between members of that committee and ambassadors.
And a spokeswoman, I should say, for Attorney General Sessions came out today and said that he had meetings with 25 different ambassadors. And
right.
One of the said meetings with and I should say meetings in quotes, because it was after a speech that Senator Sessions had given, the ambassador came up and talked to him at that event. Wasn't necessarily a nefarious act,
right,
as being
listed. I don't think this is a case of perjury with regard
to Jeff Sessions.
Because
that's
what
some Democrats are alleging.
Some Democrats are saying that. Others are saying, well, he's a member of the Senate. He should have known that it was a broad question, and he should have said, yes, I spoke to the ambassador about this, but it wasn't about the campaign. But the issue that is front and center this morning is the following. The FBI has been investigating the Trump campaign for a couple of months, even after Donald Trump became the president of the United States, starting beforehand, to determine whether or not there was any involvement by the Russians in the campaign or any effort by the Russians to influence the outcome of the election.
This story continues to just consume Washington, D.C. for some very strange reason, but I thought the judge did a pretty good job of, you know, shooting down the facts, laying out the facts, that shoots down a lot of the criticism that Chuck Schumer and others, Nancy Pelosi, coming out with this morning. Steve Moore is here, and curious to his take about this as well. Of course, Steve is someone that has the president's ear related to the budget and the economy and tax policy and some things that are happening there, and also a senior economics contributor for FreedomWorks. Going to talk about a couple of things that have been in the news. Steve, welcome back. How are you?
Great to be with you again.
What do you make of the reaction to President Trump by the swamp in Washington?
Well, you know, the speech obviously was a virtuoso performance. I was surprised that people were so surprised by it. I was with Trump during the campaign. I saw him give a lot of speeches. He has a commanding presence. There's nobody, very few people I've ever met in my life who can bang out a speech and have the commanding kind of presence that he does. So I wasn't at all surprised. I knew he was going to knock it out of the park. And, a lot of my liberal friends are still hyperventilating over that speech because they know that they're probably facing a two-term president now that is going to do a lot of the conservative free market things that he promised to do. So the reaction on the left has been, they've been in denial for a long time, but I think they were so shocked by that performance that they realized they're up against a formidable foe. And if they're not going to be cooperative, then just get the hell out of the way and let Trump do his thing.
Yeah, although is that possible? It seems like they have to go to DEFCON 5.
The only term that the Democrats believe in today is one word, obstruction. They're going to try to obstruct every single thing that Donald Trump does. They've already, look, they haven't even confirmed a lot of his people that he wants to put in the agency so we can get on the ground and run faster to get things done. I've never seen anything like it. Look, I wasn't in favor of Barack Obama. I didn't favor virtually any of his policies. But, you know, I didn't root against the country and the president. I wanted his I didn't think his programs would succeed, and they didn't, but I wanted them to. These Democrats would like to take the country down to somehow prove some kind of liberal point.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Steve Moore with us today on What's on Your Mind. The most important thing in my mind for him to do is to get a Reagan-like economy roaring, because it will render the critics as just point, you know, just to the backbench, right? I mean, they can obstruct, but when that economy is roaring, you really just there's nothing you can do but say, well, yeah, his policies did. How are we coming on that front? I know this is part of the work that you've been advising him. Where's the tax policy at? Where are we at with the economic plan?
I don't think enough progress has been made. I think they're going too slow. The one thing that I thought was missing from that speech, the president ignored my advice that I laid out in the Wall Street Journal a week or two ago, which is he should have told Congress. He just stuck his finger out and pointed to the members of Congress and said, look, I want you to pass a tax bill, a business tax cut that helps our corporations and our 27 million small businesses, and get that on my desk in the next 100 days. And he should have said, I want to sign that bill on August 13, 2017. By the way, do you know the historic significance of August 13?
I don't.
That August 13, 1981 is the day that Ronald Reagan signed into law in Santa Barbara, California, his famous tax cut that unleashed, you know, 20 years of prosperity for this country. So I love the symbolism there. But this idea that Republicans are going to wait and wait and wait, I think it's stupid. I think they should get going now on this. The economy needs to pick me up and get this done. Don't let the enemies, regroup and rejoin their forces. Get it done while they're scrambling and they're still in a state of running around like chickens with their heads cut off. But I think the idea of waiting till late summer or fall for the tax cut is a flawed strategy.
Of course, they've had challenges getting their nominees in place. Stephen Mnuchin's there now as a Treasury Secretary,
yeah.
Someone I know that, that you know, but he's not been there that long. Has that been part of the problem?
It is part of the problem. It is part of the problem, and not just with the tax cut, but so many of the things that Trump wants to do. I mean, how do you get things going when you don't even have people in place that are, you know, directing these agencies? And so I think that is – but look, Republicans have mostly themselves to blame here. This is one of the things I can't blame on the Democrats. Republicans have the House, the Senate, the White House. We've been waiting for 25 years for this tax cut. Do it. What are they waiting for? I mean, why are they – I feel sort of the same way about Obamacare. I mean, they've been saying for 7 years they want to repeal Obamacare. Now they have the chance to do it, and they're dithering, and they can't seem to come up with an alternative. So I think that's my one frustration, is that they don't have their act together, and they better get their act together, because they have to deliver those two things. They've got to deliver the repeal of Obamacare and put in place a free market health care system, number one. And number two, they have to get this tax cut done to provide some juice with the economy. The stock market's gone through the roof, as you know, over the last 3 months since Trump was elected. And a lot of that is in anticipation of this tax cut. If the tax cut doesn't happen, the stock market's going to get a lot back, a lot of those gains back.
Hold tight, Steve Moore. Coming up with Steve Moore. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items. The pizza, the pop, the cookies. $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
One in your family that's looking for a high-paying job, I want you to listen up because a switch has flipped in the Bakken once again, and there are a lot of companies that are in need of employees, none better than Polar Service Center. But right now, if you are an expert in this line of work, they do tank trailer repair. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and their service centers are the go-to places for repair on those. Right now, up to $32 an hour, great benefits. They have service centers in Williston and Killdeer and Billings, Montana. And Adam is standing by on the phone right now. So let your loved ones know that, hey, come on back to North Dakota. This is a great job. You'll be doing this for a long, long time. Polar Service Center. And they're looking for trailer technicians. If you can do suspension systems, brake jobs, electrical repairs, welders, fabricating. If you're a certified tank inspector, up to $32 an hour. Call right now, 701-495-0997. That's the number, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center. Tell them Scott sent you. We're chatting with Steve Moore today on the program. And questions or comments, welcome for Steve. I see Billy in Bismarck has a question and a comment about obstruction in Congress. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, my thought is, if it possible, maybe that some of these Democrats that are banding together to obstruct, you know, the activity in Congress and things are not getting done, obviously, if they could be cited for obstruction of Congress or even threatened with a charge of sedition or something to get them moving. I mean, here's my point. How many seats have they lost in the last, 8 years, 1,200 seats or something in government across the nation? They've become irrelevant.
Yeah, they've lost a lot, hundreds and hundreds. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they've become irrelevant, and this is by raising a big stink. That's the only way that they can get noticed anymore. But, you know, if they kept their mouth shut, people forget they exist, except in states like California, which is,
You're exactly right. I mean, about this. I mean, Scott and I were joking off during the break that, you know, I don't know if any of you all heard the Democratic response to the president's speech, but I felt so sorry for that former governor from Kentucky. I mean, this is the best the Democrats can do. They don't have a House member, a senator, a governor, so they have to go to find some retired governor to give their response. I mean, Scott, there's no bench left for the Democrats. Democrats. And I think the American people, I think the Democrats are way overplaying their hands. They're acting like spoiled brats. They're acting look, I don't think we should, if they want to obstruct, I mean, that's their right as members of Congress. But I think the American people are going to see through that, and they're going to say these are spoiled brats. They can't get over the fact that they lost. They're sore losers. And if they're not going to cooperate, get things done for the American people, the remaining Democrats, they're going to lose their seats too.
I have an APB out for any Democrat here in the heartland, North and South Dakota, Western Minnesota, Montana, that is thrilled with the Democratic strategy right now. I don't think anybody is. I'm not in the real world here, maybe in the echo chamber of Washington, D.C., but I don't see how this is effective. I wish somebody would be the statesman within the Democratic Party to say enough, right? I mean, we can protest ourselves into oblivion here. Let's just, let's just move on. I mean, the gamesmanship of these women wearing white at the event and thumbs down and the sour looks and, you know, Al Franken slouching into his chair looking as though he's, taking a nap. The level of disrespect, but also the ineffectiveness is just unbelievable. I mean, I would think they'd want to get in the game. I don't understand it at all.
Well, I think part of the problem is there's no leadership now in the Democratic Party. I don't know if, Scott, you heard Chuck Schumer after the president's speech, but, he had nothing to say. He just said, oh, he's lying and blah, blah, blah. But the interesting thing is, who are the three voices now of the Democratic Party? Let's see, Chuck Schumer, you've got Bernie Sanders, and you've got Elizabeth Warren. I mean, three hardcore leftists. I mean, there's no center left. I call it a donut party. There's no center left. There's no middle left in the Democratic Party.
Billy, appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. I saw a piece you wrote about the carbon tax. Why with a Republican House and Senate and a Republican administration, do we even need to worry about the idea of a carbon tax being catching any traction?
It's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. The reason I wrote about this was two former, Reagan cabinet officials, George Shultz and James Baker, two men who I respect, by the way, who were great, did great service for our country. But they've been hoodwinked into this idea that a carbon tax is a good idea for the economy. And my God, that would decapitate the economy. That's an energy tax. It would kill a state like North Dakota, by the way. It would put your oil and gas industry right out of business, which is what they want. It would not reduce global warming or climate change, emissions, because all the businesses would simply move out of the United States and they'd move to China and India and other countries. It would not reduce the regulations. Do you think that liberals are ever going to, tax increase for reduced regulation? No, they're going to give us both. They're going to give us more regulation and more taxes. So it's a very flawed strategy. We have a fuel that is clean, efficient, abundant, made in America, and that is natural gas, which you produce there in North Dakota. We should be exporting that all over the world, become the number one gas producer in the world. But I don't understand why it is that George Shultz and Baker did this. They thought they were being clever, but I think they were too clever by half. And it would make, by the way, make everything more expensive because energy, you raise energy prices, everything go up. You know that, Scott.
John in Minot for Steve Moore. Go ahead. You're on. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've always voted for the man, never for the party. But with all this BS that the liberal Democrats are doing right now, I will never vote for a liberal Democrat again for anybody in that party.
I remember, sir, when I first came to Washington, there were so many, moderate pro-growth Democrats. My friend Larry Kudlow has written a book about John F. Kennedy, and he was a pro-growth Democrat who cut taxes and, did great service for our country. And, when I first came, there were people like Bill Bradley and Dick Gephardt and others who really worked across the lines with Republicans to get things done. It doesn't exist anymore today. You're right. They're all left-wing Democrats in the hip pockets of the Sierra Club and the radical left-wing organizations like MoveOn.org. And it's sad. I don't say that with happiness. I say it with sadness. We now have a party that is almost like a communist party in America. And what happened? Is it because our education system is so terrible that our kids think socialism is superior? I mean, my God, the Democrats almost nominated a socialist for president.
I do believe them, and students are being...
Keep your radio down there, John. We lost you. Appreciate the call, though. 800-228-0550. Walk our listeners through what they're going to like about Trump's economic plan. I know you want it out sooner rather than later, but when it does come out, what are the components that will jumpstart the economy in your view?
Well, there's three things. Number one is getting rid of Obamacare. Obamacare is a killer. You know, it is destroying jobs. It's bankrupting a lot of families. My own insurance premiums went up by several thousand dollars last year. And, you know, I'm upper middle class, but, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 more a year, you know, we can't afford that. Then you've got Obamacare repeal. Then you got to do the energy stuff, you know, promote American energy by drilling on federal lands and allowing, get rid of the EPA regulations that have killed our coal industry. Scott, you remember you and I visited some of the coal facilities there in North Dakota. We should be the world's leading producer of coal. And then finally get the tax cut done. And if we get those things done, Scott, and I apologize, I have to jump off in a minute, but if we do those three things, pro-America energy policy, get rid of Obamacare, and do the tax cut, I believe we're going to get 4% growth for 5 years. That's going to be like adding another Texas to the U.S. economy. That's how much growth we can get if we get these things right. And the problem right now, I don't think a single Democrat's going to vote for any of that stuff. So we got to do it almost exclusively with Republican votes. That's going to be a real challenge. By the way, we need Heidi Heitkamp. We need her vote on some of this stuff.
That'll be interesting. And, of course, that'll take some encouragement from the listeners here, for sure, over these next 2 years. She's certainly sticking the finger in the wind to see what will be the more politically popular vote these days, including this morning's vote for Ben Carson. So maybe you'll get it. You bet. We'll let you go, Steve. Appreciate the time, as always. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Kim. Talk to you again, Scott. Bye.
Love catching up with Steve Moore, distinguished visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation, senior economic analyst. You see him on CNN and Fox and other places. Written a great book, too. A great book about, what was the name of the book? On North Dakota. It's on energy, basically, and getting all of the fossil fuels and the role they play in the economy. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I think it might just be Freedom, but it's a dandy. Anyway, okay, I am really behind on techs. We got to get, they're pouring in here, and I want to keep them going. Any other calls, certainly welcome as well. 800-228-0550. Emailer says, I want to ask the women that were wearing white at that address the other night, exactly what rights have they lost on January 21st when Trump became president? That's an interesting point. Yeah. Emailer says, in defense of Donald Trump, try to keep these points in mind. Donald Trump did not steal your money. Donald Trump did not raise your taxes. Donald Trump did not quadruple the price of food. Donald Trump is not starting a race war. Donald Trump did not leave any U.S. soldiers in Benghazi to be slaughtered and desecrated by Muslims. Donald Trump did not send the U.S. Navy to fight for Syrian al-Qaeda. Donald Trump did not arm ISIS and systematically exterminate Christians throughout the Middle East. Donald Trump did not betray Israel. Donald Trump did not provide financing and technology to Iran's nuclear weapons program. Donald Trump did not give our military secrets to China. Donald Trump did not remove our nuclear missile shield in Poland at the behest of Russia. Donald Trump did not shrink our military and betray our veterans. He did not cripple our economy, increase our debt to $20 trillion. He did not ruin our credit twice or double African-American unemployment. Donald Trump did not increase welfare to record levels for 8 years. He did not set free Muslim terrorists in Guantanamo Bay. He did not steal your rights, violate U.S. constitutional law, or commit treason hundreds of times. Yet, Donald Trump is being ripped apart in the news nonstop, while Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the criminals occupying our government are not. The media is the Democratic Party. Save our culture. Stop listening to them. Interesting. Give you a lot to think about there. Texter, it's not who they are, so who cares what they do? Why would we want them to change? I want them to continue to be who exactly they are. One by one, they will be replaced. All right. Appreciate that. Texter, as much as I think this pantsuit comment is just stupid news, regardless of who leaked it, you're talking about it. And now this non-real news has us consumed a good chunk of the day. Again, this is part of the problem. Why is everyone so sensitive? Because we report on it. That's why. Interesting. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Charlie's Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Spring Spa he purchased at Hot Spring Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out because, well, it really helps me out. And you know, with the hot springs, we have the Envoy. It's a five-seater. And I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So it sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas. There's sunrooms. They've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Within the drum beat machine. Manny, who's this remake by? I'm drawing a blank here.
I always forget every single time. I always forget.
You guys work on that one.
Because I know it's sampling true, but
yeah.
I'll tell our listeners about High Plains Apache, and you guys decide who's doing the remake of Spandau Ballet for me. High Plains Apache, not some other sprayer company. The sprayer company the others keep talking about. And you know what? Won't be long. will be full-fledged in the spring. Maybe have a little wind out there. And remember last year, windy spring drift, a big problem with producers concerned about that. Well, how about this? Apache sprayers have the fix. They have an electronic drift management system that allows you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. That's right. You work hard for your money. When you spend a buck, you expect to get the most for your time and your energy. High Plains Apache really respects that. That's why they work hard to earn your business. The Apache sprayer works hard for you. New, used, find them online at highplainsapache.com. Remember that ET Ag Center, the growing season hits. They're here for you. 50,000 sprayer parts, not just the brand of Apache, but others as well, all brands. Banjo fittings and bulk hoses and liquid fertilizer parts, and they've got them for every brand. High Plains Apache. And Dan Fargo. Tell them Scott sent you.
Yeah. It was PM Dawn, and I knew it the second you got into that. Right. I realized PM Dawn, I know what it is.
There you go. Back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Christian in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, and good morning to North Dakota.
You're talking to him right now. The floor is yours, sir.
Every time I see Donald J. Trump speak, I fall in love a little bit more. He grows. He becomes more presidential every time. And I don't think people are being patient enough. You know, we used to have a thing called OJT. You know what that is?
On the job training, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm suggesting we have something called DJT, which is done the job training.
Yeah.
Give him a little chance. You know, give the guy a little opportunity to become who he needs to be. He's not a politician. He has never been a politician. People are saying, well, he sure became a politician quickly. He needs to. He has to. He's got people shooting at him from every direction. He cannot please anybody in that office. No matter who you are, no matter what party you're in, no matter what standout ballet song you play, you're not going to make everybody happy, no matter what. So I think he's done a phenomenal job so far. Just phenomenal.
I do, too. I'm excited. I'm renewed in my faith and my interest in the direction this country can go. I think that he will drive people crazy. He will drive the media insane. And I think at the end, by the end of it, most of those folks will be on the ash heap of history, right? Looking back at a guy who accomplished much. That's my view.
10-4. 10-4. Have a great
and
day.
It was fun to watch some of the reaction to his address last night or night before last, because, you know, even some people that have been snarky and, you know, nitpicky. And every little thing, even I had to admit, I mean, what was Chris Wallace? Is it Chris Wallace or Brett Hume or Charles Krauthammer? Is like, okay, I think Donald Trump just became president of the United States right there. He's arrived. It's there. I mean, even the folks that have been in that
naysayers.
Chattering. Yeah, the naysayers in the chattering media class had to say, wow, something there. So
what did they call them? The nattering nabobs of how did that go again?
I know what you mean. Yeah, the negativity or
the
nattering nabobs of negativity. Yeah, that's what they are. Yeah. Christian, thanks
good
for
day,
calling.
Sir.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, thanks for sharing your thoughts and well said, no doubt about it. Texture says Congressman Kramer is impressive each week when he comes on your program. I think President Trump's commanding presence is rubbing off on Kramer. And his boldness to tell it like it is makes us very proud of the job he's doing in Washington. These women wearing white, it doesn't show their purity, rather their ignorance. The Democratic Party has now been reduced to white pantsuits. Says the texter.
So that if you're a Republican, should we all stock up on black pantsuits then?
Another texter, do you think they will get Sessions' scalp? I don't, because, again, his explanation makes a lot of sense. He was asked specifically if he was, I mean, this was Al Franken trying to play gotcha, and now they're trying to go back, and I think his explanation's pretty good. But the sad part of your question is, that's what they're seeking. This isn't about whether Jeff Sessions, now the Attorney General, answered a question correctly or not. This is about gotcha and someone else they can consume. They don't want anybody talking about the job Donald Trump did in the address to a joint session of Congress that caused this last caller to call and say, hey, pretty good job. They don't want you talking about that. So they got to get this dumb Russia story, which is it is stupid. There's no there. It is a fool's errand. It's typical Washington. You know what it is? The swamp. The swamp, folks. It's the swamp. Absolutely. Hey, send us a letter. We love your mail. 3500 East Rosser Avenue, Bismarck, 58501. 3500 East Rosser Avenue, Bismarck, 58501. Or 3301 University, Fargo, 58104. Either one. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit my not sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Eurohama. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.